Hola, and welcome to another episode of One Line at a Time. In this video, we're going to look at an example that's originally from Duolingo, but was confusing to somebody in the Learning Spanish Facebook group, and would have been confusing to me just a few years ago, after many years of learning Spanish. Here we go. La sopa que usted preparó tiene un sabor muy rico. That means the soup that you prepared has a very delicious taste. The confusion stemmed from the fact that, in this sentence, there are two conjugated verbs in a row. Preparó is a conjugated verb from preparar, which means to prepare, and tiene is a conjugated verb from tener, which means to have. That's two conjugated verbs in a row. But as Spanish learners, we're often told when there are two verbs in a row, the first one gets conjugated while the second one remains in the infinitive form. In fact, I told you the same thing in my video called The Infinitive and Conjugation. Link is below or in the description. For example, Jimmy wants to eat pizza. Jimmy quiere comer pizza. In each of these sentences, there are two verbs in a row. And in both English and Spanish, the first verb is conjugated. Wants is a conjugated form of to want, and quiere is a conjugated form of querer, while the second verb remains in the infinitive form. To eat and comer are both verbs in the infinitive form. If any of that confuses you need to go back and watch the video called The Infinitive and Conjugation. So, in our example, la sopa que usted preparó tiene un sabor muy rico, why are there two conjugated verbs in a row? Before we get to why, if you only take one thing from this video, make it this. The Spanish is exactly like the English is. In Spanish, preparó and tiene are both conjugated verbs, from preparar and tener. In English, prepare and has are both conjugated verbs, from to prepare and to have. This is essentially a word-for-word translation. It matches almost perfectly. Now, the reason there are two conjugated verbs in a row. First, I'm going to go over this logically, then I'm going to go over it grammatically. Logically, it's because there are two distinct actions expressed in these sentences, and each conjugated verb represents one of those actions. The fact that the soup was prepared is one action, and the fact that the soup has a very delicious taste is a second action. In English and Spanish, we typically express each distinct action in a sentence with a conjugated verb. Compare that to this. Jimmy wants to eat pizza. Jimmy quiere comer pizza. In these sentences, only one action is expressed. This isn't talking about the act of eating pizza. It's about Jimmy's desire or want to eat pizza. What does Jimmy want? He wants to eat pizza. You with me? In our example, two actions are expressed, so there are two conjugated verbs. The fact that the soup was prepared was one action, and the soup having a delicious taste is a second action. Now, let's look at this grammatically. The reason there are two conjugated verbs here is, there's a whole clause serving as the subject, not just a simple noun. There's a clause within a clause. These sentences contain two clauses. I define a clause as a phrase or group of words that represents a distinct action and contains a conjugated verb. So, every time there's a conjugated verb, that's a clause. Each clause contains its own conjugated verb. And in this sentence, there's a whole clause serving as the subject, not just a simple noun. To see what I mean, let's look at a simpler version of this sentence. La sopa tiene un sabor muy rico. The soup has a very delicious taste. In this simpler version of our sentence, the subject is a simple noun, la sopa, the soup. What has a very delicious taste? The soup has a very delicious taste. But in our sentence, the subject is a whole clause, la sopa que usted preparó, the soup that you prepared. Because what has a very delicious taste? The soup that you prepared has a very delicious taste. See what's going on? There's a clause within a clause here. There are two clauses in these sentences, and each clause gets its own conjugated verb. In this case, they just happen to be next to each other. The words preparó and prepared are the conjugated verbs in the clause that's serving as the subject. Then tiene and has are the conjugated verbs in the main clause. If any of that confuses you, check out my premium course, Logical Spanish, where I go much deeper into phrases, clauses, and sentence construction in general. If you're a lifetime member, you already have access to Logical Spanish for free. Again, though, the most important thing I want you to see now is the Spanish is exactly like the English. If you like this video, do me a favor, hit the like button. That helps get my videos out to more people. And if you want to see more videos like this one, go to SpanishDude.com/lines. On that page, you'll see a full list of all the previous episodes of One Line at a Time. Until next time, my name is Jordan. Nos vemos, amigo.